I don't even know where to start with this one. This is going to be fucked up. If it ends up how I think it's going to end up anyway. Real fucked up. Yeah, I haven't recorded for a while. Haven't really done anything for a while. We don't need to get into that. But you know what, thinking about it, that's not true. In fact, it's a complete lie. I have been out more recently than I probably have since, like, I don't even know, at night at least. That sounds really creepy. Anyway, I've been dealing with stuff recently, messy stuff, yes, nice, and it's kind of fucking me up in my head, kind of. So I thought, because I've been having these thoughts, right, like, I've been thinking about ways to deal with it, ways to distract myself, really, I suppose. Yeah, I thought I'd share them and get myself off thinking about these things while I, you know, tell you about them, I guess. And this is like a really long introduction, isn't it? I don't know, at first I felt pretty awful about it, or about them, like, as in thoughts, but then I thought, you know, everyone deals with stuff in different ways, right? Some people, I don't know, some people drink, some people, you know, you get the picture. And the reason that I'm, like, saying all of this, I guess, is because these thoughts I'm talking about are, like, my head is, like, rotting at the moment. And all that, yeah. But I figured that if I can get off on them, then someone else can too. And to get into, like, the thoughts, I have this fantasy. No, that's not really the right word, is it? This go-to? I'm not sure how to put it, but I've been... Oh God, I've been experimenting, I guess, with different people recently. People who I don't know, people I don't really want to know, just people. And it, ooh, fuck, okay. And it, or this, I guess it turns me on because, I don't know, like, I think I like knowing that they don't know who I am. I could be anyone. I could be literally anyone. And I suppose that works both ways, right? Like, they could be anyone, good or bad or whatever. And I think that that makes it exciting. Maybe I'm a bit silly for thinking like this. Probably. Anyway. Yeah, this experimenting was supposed to... supposed to serve a purpose, I guess, if you will. I was kind of hoping that they'd give me what I wanted, you know, what I needed, what I still need. They didn't. Mm-mm. They were all too nice. God, that must make me sound like a whore. But yeah, too nice. And I mean, although nice can be, like, nice sometimes. When I get like this, having someone being nice and gentle with you is like, it's like trying to fix a broken arm with a hammer. Such a weird way of putting it, but I, when I get like this, I'd rather, I don't know, feel pain than nothing, you know? This feels... What do I want? I want to be tied down to the bed or to the table, to the... I don't know, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm helpless and, you know, don't have to think about anything or forced to struggle. In fact, just holding me down would probably be enough. Or, like, holding me by the throat. Yeah. But, like I said, it doesn't matter as long as I can't move. Feeling powerless is not always a bad thing in my experience. I want to be forced down onto my knees and told to keep my mouth open wide, put to good use. I want you to tell me what I'm good for and what I'm meant to be used for. I want to... I want to talk about rape because... there are some people who I think can pull off a rape scenario so well. I haven't always been this person, I guess. Like, the idea of rape, the idea of being raped, even talking to people who openly had or have rape fantasies, it used to be so, I don't know, unnerving. Unnerving to me. It used to freak me out a little, you know? I didn't really understand it, I guess. Or at least I suppose I could understand it from the rapist's point of view, like being in control and taking what they want. Yeah, I got that, but I couldn't comprehend why someone would get off on the idea of being raped. Anyway, I do now, because now I'm one of those people. I am one of those people who get turned on by the thought of having their power taken from them, having their body put to use and not being able to control it or stop it. I want to be put in my place, you know, told what's going to happen, whether I like it or not. You are going to fuck me. You are going to fill me with your cock. And you're going to pound yourself into me as deep and as hard and as fast as you can. You're gonna rape me until it hurts, and you're gonna come so deep inside me. I sometimes feel kind of bad, you know, when I'm not in the mood, you know, when you're just going about your day and you think back to the thoughts that were filling your head the night before. Thoughts of being pinned down by a stranger, slapped around and as fucked up as this is, because I know it's real, real fucked up. Real fucked up. The idea of someone, like, pimping me out, I guess. Fuck. The thought of them using me as a way to make money for themselves, letting others use me however they want. I'm into that. And not knowing who they are, them not knowing who I am. Yeah. There's a song that I love, this might sound really weird, but this is a song that actually, like, has the capability of turning me on. Fuck, that feels good. And there is a line in this song that says, it says, I want to hurt you just to hear you screaming my name. And that's what I want. I want to be forced to scream your name. I want it to be the only thing I can think about, is screaming your name or whatever it is you want me to call you. Maybe you want me to call you daddy. I can do that. I can beg my daddy to fuck me harder, to get off using my body. Oh, I can beg my daddy to hurt me, to rape me, to make me cry and scream and make me come again and again and again and again until I can't come anymore. And then I can beg you to stop. Fuck. And I can beg so nicely. I can be so sweet when I want to be. Maybe I'll show you guys in another audio sometime. Maybe. Maybe not. But I wouldn't want you to stop, not really, because when I get into these moods, I just want to be used and abused and hurt and fucking wrecked. As fucked up as this is, I'm saying that a lot, and as nasty as I want it, I also want to be told how pretty I am, how well I'm taking it, how good I'm being for my daddy with his hand around my throat or in my hair, pulling, forcing me to arch my back, forcing himself deeper inside me. Fuck. I want you to tie me up. I don't care how tight or if it hurts or fuck. Oh, fuck, I want you to tie me up and slap me and bite me and fucking drug me and rape me. Oh, fuck. Fucking rough and hard and deep. Oh, fuck, I want to be put to use and forced to come as many times as I have to. As many times as I can take. Fuck. I want you to tell me that you hate me, but that you love me, that you love using me, and then I look so good with your hand around my throat, your cock so deep inside my pussy, and that you, fuck, that you need me. Fuck, I want to be needed. I love feeling needed, feeling craved. I want you to wrap your fist in my head. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. 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 Fuck.
we finish.
Okay.
I don't feel done yet. That kind of came out of nowhere, so... Yeah, okay. Fucked up shit, right? Let's get back to it. I was trying to avoid getting into this too much. I'm in the mood now, so. I know a bunch of you will by now know that I have a thing for clowns, like creepy clowns, killer clowns, not like kids' birthday clowns, not like Ronald McDonald, and the reason that, I don't know, it's a funny one, because I used to hate clowns so much, so much. They used to terrify me, which... Actually kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Like, fear play and stuff. Anyway. I wanna be fucked. No, I wanna be raped by a clown. Or a group of clowns. This is so fucking weird. Oh my god. I wanna be taken. I have... this scene in my head, and it's a pretty common scene I play out when I'm trying to get off in a hurry. You know, it's one of those ones, for me at least, that get you there even when you're not totally feeling it, if that makes sense. And in this scene, quote unquote, I am in a circus tent, right? Like, a dark, creepy, empty circus tent with, like, creepy China dolls all over the floor. And I can't believe I'm literally saying this. I'm so sorry if any of you think I'm a freak. Okay. China dolls on the floor, yeah. And, I'd be lost, right? I don't know how I'd have gotten there. Maybe I got lost in the woods. That's where I love horror movies start, right? You know, lost in the woods and you find a house or something, so I'd be scared already, maybe a bit sweaty, scared again, you know, you get the picture, and I'm calling for help, so, you know, help me, please, I don't know where I am, blah, 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 and all that, and then a clown, or a group of clowns, actually, yeah, a group of clowns come out and just stand there, and they have that creepy makeup, so dark eyes, big smiles, scars, smudges, those jumpsuit outfits, all ripped and dirty, and yeah, hot. But they wouldn't say anything. They'd just smile and, like, give me a little nod. So, come here, you know, we can help you. So I go to them and they take my hands nice and soft and gentle and sweet, and then, you know, bam, they've got my hands pinned behind my back, and there wouldn't be any handcuffs or anything. Like, for it to work, really work, it has to feel realistic, so, like, you could actually play it out. Maybe rope or a piece of, like, torn clothing to tie my hands together, but I mean, if I'm honest, the thought of possibly being able to fight my way out of their grip is more exciting to me. Being pinned to the wall or the floor with my wrists held above my head, so I'm forced to just wiggle around. That works real good. Fuck. Maybe if there's a group, the next move would be something like one stood behind me and holding my arms behind my back, one hand wrapped around my throat, biting my neck, pulling me back onto him while the other starts ripping my clothes off. And these are killer clowns, right? Like, in my head, they have knives and they're kind of messy with the cutting when they're trying to get my clothes off. So I'm also being slashed a bit. I'm a bit bloody and I'm also now exposed and helpless. So what could they do? They could do anything. This is one of the fun parts, because every time I think about this, this part changes. They could force me onto my knees, force a cock in my mouth and fuck my face hard and rough, and only letting me breathe when I look like I might pass out. And fuck, during this, another could be playing with me, running their hands down my sides, scratching me with their nails or a knife, maybe rubbing my clit. Maybe they've forced a couple of fingers inside me, making me moan and scream around a cock as I gag and struggle to breathe. And yeah, maybe. Maybe they forced my legs apart and started fucking me from behind. Rough and painful and aggressive, but good, you know? Really fucking good. Fuck, I'm gonna come again. I don't know how many of them there would be in this group. 5, 6 more. And when I'm done sucking one's cock, maybe he'll fuck me too. Maybe I'd have 2 fucking me, filling me up, feeling their cocks rub against each other inside me while I'm forced to choke on another. And the thought of this going on while there are others watching and fuck, and touching themselves, waiting for their time with me, fuck. I think that the fear play part of this and the knives or the knife play is what makes me tick. I really get off on the thought of the mental confusion that something like this will cause. Like, I don't want this. This is rape. I'm being used. I'm being used against my will. But it feels so good, and I want more. I want to fuck myself back onto them, force their cocks deeper inside me. But then, does that mean I'm raping myself? Does that mean I actually want to be raped? Fuck. And the fear of having a knife held to my throat or tracing over my skin, slicing bits here and there. It's like, one wrong move, I'm dead. I'm fearing for my life, and that's scary, but it feels so good that I can't help but move my hips to meet their thrusts. And if that forces the knife further into my skin, then you get this mix of pain and pleasure and confusion and fear and also lust, and it feels animalistic and raw and rough and fuck, I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. 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 I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. Fuck. Fucked against my will. I want to be held down by the throat, pounded into hard and deep, hitting that spot over, over, over until I can't. Fuck, I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come again. Oh, fuck. Fuck. What is wrong with my head? I kind of don't really know how to end that. Oh God, I'm sorry if that was too much. Yes, okay. I'm gonna go now. Okay, yes. Yeah, okay, bye.